Hello and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, this is The Established Facts.
Round one are very easy words designed to be kind of easy. As we get further on, they'll get a little harder. All right, contestant one, are you ready?
Yes.
Perfect. Speak into the microphone. Feel free to pick that up if you want. Pick that off the stand if you'd like. All right, contestant number one. Your word is Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff. H-U-F-F. L-E-P-U-F-F, Hufflepuff.
That is correct. Well done. Round of applause for our first correct spelling of the round. Nicely done. Don't forget, if it's a word you don't recognize, I can give you a definition if you need it. If not, no big deal. Our next contestant, your word is muggle.
Muggle. M-U-G-G-L-E, muggle.
That is correct. She's so professional. That was awesome. Have you done this before? Not your first spelling bee? I like that. Okay. All right, our next contestant. If you get it right, you're welcome to swing back around in line because you'll keep going. All right, our next contestant, your word is Quidditch.
Quidditch. Q-U-I-T-T-C-H.
That is not correct, unfortunately. It is Q-U-I-D-D-I-T-C-H. Round of applause for our first contestant, our brave contestant. You can't win them all. But well done. Thank you for participating in the Geeky Spelling Bee. All right, so we're down to seven. Still plenty of words left here. Our next word for our next contestant. Are you a Harry Potter fan at all?
Yes.
Okay, great. Your word is Dementor.
Dementor. D-E-M-E-N-T-O-R. Dementor.
That is correct. Well done. Very nice. All right, you can hop back in line and get ready for the next round here. All right, next contestant. Your word is butterbeer. Butterbeer.
Butterbeer. B-U-T-T-E-R-B-E-E-R, butterbeer.
That is correct. Well done. The longest word so far. You nailed it. Great job.
Tony, is butterbeer two words?
Butterbeer is actually, from what I found, is one word.
Oh, okay.
That's what I found, a frothy hot drink served in Hogsmeade, according to my definition, is what it says anyway, so... All right, next contestant. Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Great. Your word is Dobby.
Dobby, D-O-B-B-Y, Dobby.
That is correct. She nailed it without a moment of hesitation. Well done, and we'll put you at the end of the line there for the next round. All right, our next contestant. Your word, are you a Harry Potter fan?
Kind of.
Kind of, okay. Your word, it's a little bit longer, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. D-U-M-B-L-E-D-O-R. Dumbledore.
Repeat that last part for me. I didn't quite hear you.
Like the whole word? Or?
Yeah, go ahead and repeat it for me one more time. Nice and clear in the microphone.
D-U-M-B-L-E-D-O-R.
That is not correct. So close, but not correct. D-U-M-B-L-E-D-O-R-E. There's an E on the end of that. But thank you. Round of applause for our next contestant who has braved the spelling bee. And, you know, like I said, you can't win them all, so... All right, so now, this is our final first time through, right? Okay, so your word is centaur. Centaur. He's looking at me with a blank stare on his face. Centaur.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I can give you the definition.
That works, too.
A half-man, half-horse being.
Centaur.
Yes.
C-E-N-T-U-A-R. Centaur.
Very close, but I'm sorry.
You got the
A and the U mixed up. So close. C-E-N-T-A-U-R. Round of applause for this fine young gentleman here. He had all the letters right, just didn't have them in the right order. A valiant effort nonetheless. Thank you. All right, and just like that, we're down to five here. So, all right, so now we're moving in. Everybody's had a chance to get one word under their belt. We're moving into some of the harder words. Going to get progressively harder, I think. I don't know. I just kind of put them in a random order. All right, your word, Azkaban.
Azkaban. A-Z... K-A-B-A-N, Azkaban.
That is correct. Well done. Nailed the hard word. It's a tough one. Anytime you throw a Z and a B in the same word, I feel like you're asking for trouble there.
Right.
All right, our next contestant, your word is divination. Divination.
Divination. D-I-V-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Divination.
Boom. Absolutely correct. You got it. Very nicely done. All right, our next contestant. We are ready for our next word. Your word is basilisk.
Basilisk. B-A-S-I-L-I-S-K. Basilisk.
That is correct. Very nicely done. We are moving right along here. These guys are as cool as the other side of the pillow. Let me tell you what. They are just, they don't care. Whatever. I got this. No big deal. All right, our next word, Gryffindor. Gryffindor.
I'm going to get this wrong. Gryffindor. G-R-I. That's not right. I'm going to go ahead, though. G-R-I-F-F-Y-N-D-O-R.
Once again, we got all the letters right, but in the wrong places. Yes, it's G-R-Y-F-F-I-N-D-O-R. But a round of applause for this young lady. That was the longest word so far, so very nicely done. That is a hard one. And if I did neglect to mention earlier in the rules, once you start spelling your word, there is no takes backsies. So you got that. So, all right, our next contestant, are you ready for a word?
Yeah.
All right, your word is quaffle.
Quaffle, Q-U-A-F-F-L-E.
I'm going to let that one go because you were fast on that. I'm going to give it to you. That is correct. Q-U-A-F-F-L-E. Very nicely done.
What is a quaffle?
A quaffle is a red ball used for scoring in Quidditch.
All right.
So now you know.
I do.
And knowing is approximately, I was going to say more than like three-fourths, but that's fine.
About 74.8%.
What's Quidditch? Quidditch is a game that they play in Harry Potter that they fly on blue broomsticks and try to score on the opponents.
Imagine
balls
soccer and catch all at the same time.
Soccer and catch.
I'd say it's more like hockey.
Okay.
Soccer, catch, and hockey. Just all the best ones combined.
Yeah,
so.
Soccer and catch.
I like it.
I think that's pretty legit.
I like it.
In the air.
In the air. Okay. Cannot forget that it's airborne.
That's
so.
Right.
All right, our next contestant. Your word is hippogriff.
Hippogriff. H-I-P-P-O-G-R. Y-F-F.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. Oh. There is no Y in hippogriff. It's H-I-P-P-O-G-R-I-F-F. But a round of applause for another brave contestant who's also an Established Facts podcast member. That is a tough one. We're getting into the tough one here. There's no easy words from here on out, really. All right, we're down to our final three. Your next word is olivanders.
Olivanders. O-L-I-V-A-N-D-E-R-S. Olivanders.
I'm sorry, but that one is incorrect. There's two L's. O-L-L-I-V-A-N-D-E-R-S. Very close. Round of applause for our other brave contestant. All right, you guys, and then there were two. We're down to our final two. So now how this is going to work, since we're down to two contestants, is we go into what we call a face-off. So now you each get a chance to spell correctly. So if our first speller, you don't have to do it, you'll get different words. But if our first contestant gets the word incorrect, then our next contestant has to get it correct to win. If you both get them incorrect, then you keep going. If you both get them correct, then you keep going. So we go round by round until one person gets it right and one person gets it wrong. Make sense? Okay. So your word for this in our final face-off, transfiguration.
Say it again.
Transfiguration.
Transfiguration. TRANSFIGURATION. Transfiguration.
That is correct. Nailed it. That was a long one. Very nicely done. All right, so contestant number two, if you get this one right, we keep going. If you get this one wrong, then our other contestant is the winner. Your word is animagus.
Animagus. A-N-I-M-A-G-U-S.
That is correct.
Oh,
nicely
nice.
Done. Very nicely done. All right. First face-off, successful. Well done.
Good
All
job.
Right. Contestant one, your word is fox. Fox. Fox is the name of Albus Dumbledore's pet phoenix. Fox.
Can you say it one more time?
Fox.
Fox. F-A-U-X, fox?
That is incorrect. It is F-A-W-K-E-S. Fox, like Guy Fawkes from the British lore. Fox. Not out of it yet. If contestant two gets this one incorrect, we'll keep going. Contestant two, if you get this one correct, then you will be the winner of the spelling bee. Your word is bow truckle.
One more time.
Bow truckle.
What?
Bow truckle is a magical creature that appears to be made of bark or twigs and usually lives in trees that supply wand wood. Bow truckle.
B bow truffle. B-O-U-T-R-U-F-F-L-E.
That is incorrect. It is B-O-W-T-R-U-C-K-L-E. Bow truckle. So no problem. You both got it wrong, which means you both keep continuing. See, I told you this was not going to be easy. You got to earn this one. All right, first contestant, your word, smeltings. Smeltings.
Smeltings?
Smeltings is the name of the private school that Dudley Dursley attends. Smeltings.
Smeltings. S-M-E-L-T-I-N-G-S. Smeltings.
That is correct. Smeltings. Right. Well done. All right, so once again, contestant two, if you get this correct, we keep going. If you get this incorrect, then our first contestant is the winner. Your word is Crookshanks. Crookshanks.
Crookshanks. C-R-O-O-K-S-H-A-N-K-S. Crookshanks.
That is correct.
Wow.
We keep going.
I don't know if I've ever felt this much pressure.
I know, right? This is
words.
Serious business.
This
We're
is
not
crazy.
Even in it.
I'm not even, I'm just watching.
This is serious business. Now you know how those 11-year-old kids feel on ESPN every year when
right?
they do the national spelling bee.
Right?
I feel like
there's a whole other level of fandom dedication that you have to have in order to really appreciate this, too.
Spelling, listen, anybody knows that, not anybody, but some people might know that Crookshanks is the name of Hermione Granger's pet cat.
That's right.
But can you spell it?
That's right.
Can you spell
That's
it?
That's right.
All right, first contestant, here's your next word. Horcrux.
Horcrux. H-O-R-C-R-U-X. Horcrux.
That is correct.
Boy.
Horcrux. Very nice. All right, contestant two. Your word is bludgers.
Bludgers. B-L-U-D-G-E-R. Bludger.
Nope, it was bludgers. Bludgers, plural. Bludgers. So we missed the S on the end.
Oh.
You stomped up bludger, so I apologize. But contestant number one is our grand champion. A round of applause for the winner of the first ever Flash Geeky Spelling Bee. So for our contestant, I have one of our fabulous little PopCon shirts here. I got the cool purple one with the gaming person on here. If it's the wrong size, I can exchange it for you. And more importantly, I'm going to take your information because you are automatically entered into the Grand Championship Spelling Bee, which is Sunday at 4 o'clock on the main stage. The winner of the Grand Championship Spelling Bee is going to win 2017 PopCon VIP all-access three-day tickets. And an amazing, I keep saying amazing, but it really is a really cool surprise, celebrity surprise that I've been working on. You're going to die if you win it, all right? Not physically die, but like...
Yes, Tony, please don't
you're
kill...
Not gonna, it's like it's not like poison, something else that's cool, but less exciting than poison,
Let's
I guess.
Let's not kill
so.
The attendees,
okay?
Okay,
that's right.
You're going to be very excited to a state of bliss.
There
that's right.
You go.
All right.
Tony,
thank you. Yes.
Tony?
Yeah?
Can we let the people know who you are real quick and where they can
sure.
find you?
Yeah. I'm Tony Schaub. I am the MC of PopCon here. You'll see me on all the stages. I'll be on the main stage moderating a lot of the panels. You will see me moderating the cosplay championships if you're there tomorrow night. And, of course, you'll see me at the Geeky Spelling Bee Championship on Sunday. You'll see me around the convention because we're going to be doing these flash spelling bees all weekend long. And I must say, we have some later today and tomorrow that are really cool. And I must tell you that some of the celebrities we have here, I found out, are big spelling bee fans. So let me just say, you never know who's going to show up to one of these to be a guest judge. All right? You can find out about where they're going to be by following PopCon on the Facebook page and on Twitter, because I give you about a 10-minute heads up on where and when I'm going to be before I just start doing them. So, a step back, folks. Thank you so much for letting me interrupt your podcast. We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Thank you so much, Tony. And you can also check out Tony Schaub on popcultish.com. Make sure you get a chance. He's a friend of ours, and we've had lots of fun. Can we give Tony a round of applause real quick for hosting our first Flash Spelling Bee? So I guess that was a perfect example of a great large group PopCon exclusive game. That's the first Flash Spelling Bee in the world that I know of, especially
sure, we'll
Harry Potter themed. Right. I mean, it's got to be. License that sucker. So we're just going to kind of wrap up. We want to thank you guys so much for coming and joining us and hanging out with us while you are enjoying your lunch and your time off here at Indie PopCon. Make sure if you haven't gotten into the exhibit hall yet, go in there, check out all the fun stuff that they've got, that they're selling t-shirts everywhere, action figures, pop vinyls, games. There's comic book artists. There's celebrities for you to get autographs and photo ops from. Come by and visit us at booth 356. We are giving away over $250 worth of a big gaming bundle. We're going to be adding stuff to it all weekend. We're doing the raffle on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You can get a raffle ticket if you subscribe to us on YouTube. Check us out and like us on Facebook. Check us out on Google+, Stitcher, iTunes, Twitter, Twitter at NDTEF, YouTube at NDTEF. Just come by our booth. We've got a big sign with all the information on it. I've had a really good time hanging out with Tony. Go ahead, Josh.
Check out the Endless Dungeon.
Thank you.
In room 120.
That's right.
Just next door. They are raising money for the Indiana Blood Center, along with a few other charities that are going on throughout the convention. Make sure you check them out. Go donate some money. Go help them kill some players.
That's right.
Heck, go up there and play. You'll really find it a lot more interesting than you might think.
That's right. Anybody else?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Make sure if you don't have any plans tomorrow night, check out the Invasion Wrestling Show or the Yoga Hosers National Premiere or the Cosplay Championship that starts at 6 o'clock. Definitely check those things out. I know Josh and I are going to be at the are going to be at the wrestling event, and Avital is going to be at the costume championships for sure. Come and find us, hang out with us, talk to us. We like to get gamer stories and all kinds of different stuff. So thank you again so much. We hope you enjoy Indie PopCon 2016. We will see you again tomorrow on this very stage at 1 o'clock. And that's it.
Any facts? Any...
Oh, you know what? Our new fact.
We do have a fact. Ooh.
We do. It's butter beer is a frothy drink that you can only find in the world of Harry Potter. I know it's lame. They don't all work.
No, they don't. But Josh, you looked confused.
I'm still confused. Yeah, okay. I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Okay.
It is a fact.
I blacked out.
What's that? Can you? Is there a recipe for butter beer?
There are several recipes.
Really?
Several.
Yes, people get very bored.
Butter beer makes fat guys happy. Maybe that's
See,
our fact.
That one's better.
That's our fact there right there.
That's our
for
fact.
For episode 122 of Indie PopCon 2016, butter beer makes fat guys happy. There you go. Thank you so much for listening, and we will check ya later.
Bye.
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 Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus!